Yeah, I have been waiting. I have been waiting very patiently
jeez.
for are
Oh.
you for real? Like, and it's unbelievable the things that.
Oh, jeez.
So, Alberto, I have waited and waited for you to own what actually happened in Argentina. Why don't you tell us? Why don't you tell us? It's time to tell us. It's time. I'm waiting. So tell us. Not just about the conference, about the other stuff that happened in Argentina.
Oh, what happens in Argentina?
It's time. It's
No.
time for you to tell me.
No, actually, Kiki, it was amazing. It
Yes,
was
I need
really
specifics.
yeah.
okay. Well, actually, I could lie to you, but I can tell you
No,
that.
I don't want you to lie to me. You did that already. I want you
No,
to tell me
no.
the truth.
No, the truth is that I have an amazing time. It was really wonderful. I really felt like I really enjoy being in that conference. My talk was really, I really loved it. I felt like completely pleased with it, and well, the people from the organization told me that it was really an amazing talk. I was telling Bryce and Nasia that right after I spoke, people from the newspaper El Clarín interview me, and I appear in the most popular newspaper in Argentina. They were talking my case, because actually there were so many very technical talks that mine was something that really was like any other talk and could actually be understood by people that were not into the cybersecurity world. It was something that could really, I don't know, touch anyone's feelings just by listening that. And well, it was really amazing. I mean, imagine this, Kiki. It's like being in El Clarín in Argentina is like probably like being in the New York Times in an article in the USA. So it's like
I know how it is. I present at ISTE and I'm going to do it again this year. I'm
wow.
not asking you about the conference. I know I have seen the pictures and
Oh.
you have written about it. I haven't come to a space that you spoke about it. That was very purposeful. I was just asking about what was happening after.
Oh, well, actually,
When you were specifically asked specific, very, very specific questions, and what is
oh,
happening now, I want you to actually say it.
what is
I'm
happening?
waiting. I'm gonna be patiently waiting for you to actually say it.
Okay, but you already know the answer, Kiki,
I
don't you?
know the answer, yes, but
Okay.
I didn't, but I want you to actually say it. I want to hear it.
Okay, then patiently wait, Kiki, because if you already know the answer, it's like I don't feel like
No, say it, Alberto, because I spent hours. I spent hours.
okay, well, let me okay. Now is where I'm supposed to say help, ask your help, but this is not funny. Okay, well, if you can wait, Kiki, then please give me some minutes, because I wasn't expecting this, and I know that you are okay. I understand that you really need to listen what you already know. Okay, this is the uncomfortable silence.
I understand. However, being lied to is very uncomfortable as well. So I'm waiting.
Okay, being lied. Oh, that's too strong. Okay, well. Okay, Bryce and Asia, Kiki's asking me.
I'm here, yeah, I'm here.
No, yeah, Kiki's actually asking me about what's going on between Gabby and me. She was really concerned about that, and she expressed me all her what she thought about that. Clearly saying that it wasn't anything regarding Gabriela, but it was about caring about me. Okay, so this is what all this is about. Okay, give me.
Is everybody okay?
Well, actually,
I am not okay because I spent about 5 hours, maybe more.
Well, actually,
caring for a friend, yeah, you know, there are some things that need to be spoken to, and it's okay. It's an open forum. It's recorded. I'm absolutely fine, but I deserve much more respect than that. So I'm expecting.
No, okay, but
I respect that.
You're right.
I mean, it's fine.
Okay, but you
take your time.
Okay. First of all, I carefully, I mean, you gave me the option to actually listen to you or not. I decide to listen to you respectfully. So I'm really wondering what I lied to you. But that's okay. Well, you guys were here when time ago. Gabriela said that she was actually going to come to Uruguay, and well, Kiki was very concerned about that. She spoke to me for a long time about that, and she didn't think it was the right thing for me to do. That actually I should just have to go out in my country and date somebody.
So yeah, Gabriela was going to come visit you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she come out to visit? Did she come out to visit you?
No, no. I mean, the process is a little bit, takes a little. Many months because he
first Alberto,
he
are you gonna?
Okay.
If I know, then I need you to say what's actually happening.
Okay. Well, actually, yeah, Gabriela is doing the process to come here to Uruguay.
But you haven't met her yet.
No, I haven't met her yet. I have spoken to both to her mother. I have spoken to his father, to her father, and actually, I might be meeting one of his brothers, of her brothers, that is he lives in Chile, and he's coming to Uruguay for work in December next month. And he was before visiting Gabriela, and she gave him something for me. But yeah.
Alberto, I have stand tall, and I have you don't know how tall I have stand lately for the past 7 months. So I came here. This is against my better judgment, and I'm asking if that's the narrative that you want to continue, that's fine.
Okay.
That is fine by me. But I'm going to tell you here proudly, as a woman and as a person, and then someone that cares, that this is not how you do things. Again, that's me personally. So I will leave and you can continue this narrative. I'm fine with it.
Hey, you guys, I feel like I'm not privy to the conversations, and this isn't any of my business. It's probably not any of Bryce's business. So I feel bad making you guys talk when we're in the room. Like, this is, it's just not any of my business. I shouldn't be hanging out listening to this stuff. Love everybody, mad respect, but I feel like this is not, I'm just going to remove myself. Love you guys, but love you guys.
Yeah, I'll punch out too. So I mean, this is not, it's not our business. So these things happen, but that's fine. So just being respectful, because I like both of you. So
okay.
It's okay, Alberto. I'm gonna leave as well. Because that I just wanted to see how far this was gonna go. It's fine. This is adieu for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, right. Oh my God. I really miss when you were being rude with me and attacking me. An interesting situation. Wild voice, wild voice. Hey, Stiver. Well, I can believe the things that happened to me. I guess that I should have seen a long, long time ago. Letters you write don't help me get through the night. So I just turn on the light. Me on my own. All the love, all the love in the world, all the love I'll be sending you. All the love in the world. These are the words.
You okay?
No, I'm not okay. But
I no, yeah, I didn't.
No, it's not your fault. Don't apologize about anything. It's just something that was really, really unexpected and never thought that would actually happen, but it happened. But it's okay. It's not your fault.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's none of my business, but.
No, but you, I mean, you were just here and.
I know, but we should have actually. I talked to Ossie. We should have just bailed out quick as we saw. I just.
No. I wasn't really sure about what her question was and actually what she wanted me to, in particular, said. So I was actually also. I really didn't think about you guys leaving or anything because only at the end I realized what. She won't.
Yeah, so she sorted. I'll help you guys sort it out.
Yeah, well, there's no way of sorting it out because she has a clear opinion and position regarding this, and I respect that, and I respect that she cares about me. It was not about sorting things out. It was something that I respect and I value her concerns about me. Despite of that, and I have decided that I will do something that she doesn't agree with. And,
okay. Well, people have their opinions, right?
Yeah, but she's really, I don't know, emotionally, like, I don't know. I'm sorry, but sometimes. I respect everybody's opinion, but you know, at the end, it's my life, and I decide.
Yeah, that's a good song good song by Bon Jovi.
It's my life. It's now or never.
Yeah, you should have sung that.
Yeah, but it was something that, okay. I have seen everything on Twitter Spaces. No, Alberto, you haven't seen anything. Just wait for. November of 2022, yeah. You will be with Bryce and us.
Yeah, out of space, and then Kiki will come in, like, getting you to try to confess something uncomfortable, and, yeah, that's about as uncomfortable as it can get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well.
But that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. That's really fine. It's not a big deal. I think that, I mean, I realized that she stopped following me days ago. So, yeah, I knew she was not happy with what was going on. She thought she could stop that. But, yeah, she really needed to express herself and say that's fine. That's completely fine.
Okay, great. Well, so now, did you get any job? You got any job leads or anything because of this? Like, what is your, like, what is the takeaway from the conference? You do network and make some connections that you're excited about.
A lot of networking. Actually, an opportunity for speaking in another conference in Chile in some month, but mostly contacts in other places in South America that I will be contacting some of the people there to see if there are better positions to work remotely. And yeah, that's basically the most useful things, and the network, the contacts that I was able to get from there. Really amazing people. They were all very nice, very welcoming. It wasn't like Twitter Spaces that has been very weird lately. I know. I will tell you, the day I arrived, it was Tuesday. In the afternoon, I went to the venue to get my accreditations. And when I was leaving the venue, a guy, there was a couple that were arriving, and the guy said, "Oh, mi Dios, tú eres el Uruguayo, you are the Uruguayan. Oh my God, you're the Uruguayan that you were in prison, right?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I am in another country, and somebody is saying with excitement that I am somebody who he recognized me. Oh my God." And I thought I was in incognito mode. I cannot hide. No, it was the first time that has happened in my life. I mean, many people, for example, here come and they say they know my story, blah, blah, blah. But in real life, that's happening to you and asking, being asked to be in a picture with them, is like, oh my God, this is funny. It was like the first very interesting thing that happened to me was like that. And it was like, okay, Albert, assume it. People know you. And this guy in particular, he was from Ecuador. And I mean, there were people from Ecuador, from Australia, from the United States, Canada, and so many other countries in the world that were just there only for the conference. We were going there only just to attend to the conference. And this guy in particular, he knew about my story because of the David Momba YouTube video. So, yeah, I have some visibility. it was really, really interesting. And then after that, many more people actually didn't stop me and recognize me. So it was like, okay, now I know how it feels to be like a wannabe star. I might not be like a prize, but
yeah, you're a celebrity. Wow, that's amazing.
That was really, really nice.
So you got, you said it's you have to, I hear you have to
return in Argentina, motherfuckers.
Yeah, so you have to return to the same conference, you said, or are you gonna return, you're gonna do something else, you said?
No, something else, another conference here in South America. Actually, there are two, one in São Paulo, Brazil, and one in Santiago in Chile.
But you're just going to keep telling, you're just going to keep telling your story?
Actually, we'll have to talk. Actually, I'm tired of that. Yeah, and actually, even though that's probably, from a marketing point of view, is the story that sells the best, I would really like to start talking about other things and just, okay, I leave as a push to go Alberto to the moon, and once in the moon, okay, let's have some freedom to talk about other things.
I was trying to find the good parts of the things that you're feeling good about, you know, because I think it's just you've been gone, and like people are interested, right? They know your story. This is a big deal, and you come back, and I don't think like a lot of people know what happened. They just see your pictures on your timeline. So
wow, yeah, I mean, people were like in real time tweeting about my when I was talking, and they were saying, "Okay, justice is nothing but a word." A woman was saying, and I was answering that woman in Discord. Because in Discord, in the server of the Coparty, she was saying, "Nobody should miss the talk of Alberto Gil, it's amazing, blah, blah." And that woman was retweeting all my tweets, and I said, "I would really like to say hello to you." And I was in the VIP part of the event where they were about to interview me, and she was in the same room when I was sending her a message on Discord. I would really like to say hello to you. And she came, she was next to me, and she came and said, hello. And I was like, you kidding? Oh my God, hello. no, many, I mean, you saw the venue. Like yesterday I posted a picture that gives you an idea of how many people were there. And
yeah, I was trying to, it looked like hundreds in that conference room. Really, did you just speak one time or did you speak multiple times?
No, only once. It was a 50-minute talk. I mean, it was like only 40 people were speakers there, and I was one of them. And only 20 were in the main tracks, in the main tracks of the conference, and I was in the main track. That place where I spoke was for like three. Had space for 3,000 people. I don't know how many people were there, but I can tell you that there were a lot of people. But at the same time, the stage and the lighting, the audio was so completely amazing. I mean, what you were playing with the pictures, so you have an idea. So it was like the lights. This never happened to me before. The lights were in a place that they were completely blinding me. And when I was looking at the audience, I just couldn't see anything. The lights were just on me and my eyes, so I didn't have an idea of how many people were in front of me. It was really something weird. But it was at the same time something that I already told you, Anastasia, that I never in my lifetime really actually felt so comfortable talking in public in general. And well, this was for me the moment I was in front of the largest amount of people I ever spoke to. But for me, it was like talking to you or to Asia here. And actually, it was pretty much comfortable than being here like 30 minutes ago.
No, that's great. You're one on. You're pretty much in a small group, and you're about as uncomfortable as it gets. Speaking in front of that group, that's great. You know, that's when you're in the flow and right, and you realize you're not panicking, and then it's like, oh, I can do this, and I can be totally fine.
Yeah, and you really feel comfortable, and it's like the words come completely fluently from your mouth without you even thinking. It's like. It's so natural that it's very natural. So you don't get nervous. You don't get like anxious. You just say what you are supposed to say because you know the story like the back of your hand. So you are in the flow and you just let it happen and it's like completely natural and nothing is being forced or I don't know. You are. Trying to do something you are not able to or you don't like to, you don't feel comfortable. No, everything is completely natural and you really express yourself in a way that you feel extremely comfortable saying everything that you have to say. You know how I am. I am pretty ironic and sometimes I am funny and people love that my being ironic and at certain points, making some jokes. That's something that people also enjoy. But you know my personality. Well, actually, it was me who was there, so it wasn't that I was pretending to be somebody I was not. So I was Alberto, the guy who was sent to prison and. And according to the judge, was very dangerous because of his knowledge of computers and he could escape from the country and he could alter the rest of the process because he was so smart. And I said, well, the judge was basically saying I could alter the evidence that was stored in an Interpol facilities locked with my mind. But I would like to brag about that, but... It's something that I cannot do it. I cannot alter anything with my mind yet. So I'm sorry, but yeah, I have to admit it. I'm not that good. But according to the judge, I was.
Had anybody in there know that story before, like, or they'd heard it before?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Actually, one of the members of the people organizing the event told me, when you send your proposal for paper, we are fans of Dark Knight Diaries, and we wanted you to be here. I mean, your selecting you was probably the easiest thing during the selection process that we had to do. I mean, when we saw that you were applying here, we wanted you to be here. So, yeah, that was and they not only that, but also the fact that they really at the end came to me and they said that they really loved it and it was amazing. It was something that I was able to accomplish something that, I mean, I didn't disappoint them. And yeah, that's wonderful, being able to actually, I think, even give more than actually they were expecting from you. And at the end, all the people approaching you with questions, with, wow, it's like, people really, really show their interest in the story and how they feel about those kind of things that can happen to anyone, but they are completely in shadow without any kind of justice. But they happen, and that's okay. As we were talking many times, can happen. It's not the end of the world. Let's move on. But be prepared because they don't teach you how to deal with these kind of things or this. Kind of things, they don't teach you that actually these kind of things can even happen in this career. So be aware, guys. Disclaimer: you can become a cybersecurity professional, but maybe if you're unlucky enough, you can end up like I did. I hope it's not the case of anyone, but there's a chance that you can end up like that, just trying to do the right thing. And that's the message. Message is that if that happens, it's not the end of the world. You can recover and you can move on with your life.
What? So tell me this. I'll ask you different. Was there a crypto break, the FTX thing? Is that what happened there?
Oh no, you mean CTF capture the flag event? CTF, are you saying?
I thought there was some sort of crypto scam or something like that. I thought it was the trade. The trade was FTX or something like that. There was hundreds.
Oh, you mean last night?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah, Musk was in a room talking
actually,
about
it. It was you who sent me that link and I entered. Did you actually stream in the crowd?
I didn't see in the crowd, no.
Well, actually, yeah. Well, if you could see me among 60,000 people or so, I don't know how many people were. It was like, yeah, Kim.com and Elon Musk there. Yeah, it was very interesting. But actually, I was doing something else, so I just heard portions of that. But I think that Kim.com made some very interesting comments regarding Bitcoins in particular. And not only what he said about Bitcoins, but the way he said some things about Satoshi were very interesting, the way he referred to Satoshi, Nakamoto, and Bitcoins. And you know that Kim.com is a very smart person. Mm. He's like an advocate of, information should be free, blah, 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 of course, piracy, and the USA wanting to tradit him, I don't know if you remember that, but that point, but I cannot forget the day he was arrested in New Zealand, and I think I had never in my life seen so many luxury cars being seized by law enforcement in a place like that day that he was arrested. And well, they really tried hard to make him an example for being responsible for so many, for piracy, from trafficking illegal software, the music, whatever, using the his network. But unlike this guy from Silk Road, who's serving a lifetime plus 30 years for running the Silk Road, this Kim.com, he was able to actually get out of that and he's free. That is wow. That is something that normally never happens. Once they target you and they want to say, this guy will be an example for the rest, so nobody will actually try to do what this guy did with the torrent, with the mega networks and well, the torrent piracy system. Okay, but they weren't able to make an example of him, and he's really somebody who deserves more respect. And actually, I don't know what Elon Musk interactions was there, his comments, but I just was catching what Kim.com was saying. And actually, I requested the microphone, and I was just saying at one point, I am not currently listening to what they are saying, but should they give me the microphone, I will just take a screenshot and I will just leave the stage. But I just want a screenshot to see if they give me the microphone. And I saw that a friend of mine, that is Tara Wool, who is like an influencer in the cryptocurrencies world and NFTs, she was with me as a listener, and she was granted the microphone. And I was saying, okay, maybe I'm coming next, maybe not. But yeah, imagine among those hundreds of thousands of people, getting the microphone was something pretty unlikely. And I didn't stay long enough in they would have given that to me.
Yeah, so there's $1 to $2 billion of customer funds have vanished from a failed crypto exchange.
Oh wow,
that's what it says. This is a CNBC article. I can send it to you.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Wow.
That's what I was hearing. That there was some. I heard $800 million, and then they were talking about how it could have happened. And that's we're always having this conversation about crypto.
Oh wow, that's okay. I'm getting.
Let me send this here. They're just in there. Between okay. 1 and 2 billion of FTX customer funds have disappeared.
Oh, cool. This is very interesting because these kind of things do not disappear. Or should not disappear. Okay, hold on. Okay, and did you stay there? Because that they told me that conversation lasted for like 10 hours, maybe? The whole conversation lasted for about 10 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. You send that to my DM?
Because yes, I DM'd it to you. Okay. I DM'd you the CNBC article that I just...
Okay.
Maybe I sent it to... Hold on, maybe I misfired. Yeah. No, I sent... Wait, hold on. Hold on, I'm sorry. I think There it is. It was hung. I thought I sent it. It was sitting...
Okay, yeah, I got it. Yeah. Between 1 billion and 2 billion of FTX customer phones have disappeared. If you have a secret black door to transfer billions in port, that's a lot of money. Okay, 1-2 billion. Okay, I wonder. Okay, routers, customer phones, very good to see. With the routers here, transfer 10 billion of customer phones from the digital to you know. We vanished from the failed crypto chain. Both Reuters and the Wall Street Journal found that Bankman-Fried, now the ex-CEO of it, transferred 10 billion of customers to digital assets. Okay. I This exchange is actually I don't know this exchange in particular, but surely if that amount of money disappear from them, they are not a small player. Where is that exchange based in? What country? Ah, in the Bahamas. Oh, nice. Oh no, nothing up to the price of FTG. The moment it's called the largest by major cap meeting in the Bahamian capital. Wow. Well, you know, sometimes it's nice to have your cryptos in the exchange base in the USA, despite the government knowing everything you have and what you do. Because should.
But what's going on here? So what happened? Like, I haven't
read that. Actually, apparently, they didn't have. This exchange didn't have liquidity that they were supposed to have, and they transferred from the exchange $10 billion of dollars to another place, and that was the ex-CEO of this FTX exchange transferred $10 billion of customer funds from this crypto exchange to another place, and well, then the records about the financial statement found that there were like between $1 and $2 billion that vanished, and they're trying to figure out what happened with those $2 billion that were missing in the balance of the company. They also those documents of it. Many speeches detailing how much cash FTX had loaned to an okay. They were actually loaning the money from this is something that is very common. It's like the bank but playing with cryptos. Okay, you put your cryptos in exchange, and unfortunately you don't have in your hands those cryptos. You just have an account with a username and password where you can enter into the system and see that you have, I don't know, one Bitcoin or whatever. That's all you have, but you don't have control of your cryptos. The crypto exchanges have the control, and they use that those cryptos in order to give loans or, for example, also to give customers the power to use margin to buy cryptos with money they don't have. So they use that for other purposes to make money, but giving loans is another way of making money. So they use that those assets to loan to other people, and in those loans that they were missing $5 billion.
Yeah, how is but I still don't understand how that happened. So
well, yeah, actually, and they in this article actually they just say that the financial records actually show that there's a lot of money missing, but that but they don't explain anything except that the financial discovery process also.
I'm reading another one here. It says FTX has been hacked, quote unquote.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the software that had a backdoor, and it's not like the back channel that Samantha likes. You know, it's like, yeah, they're talking about a flaw in the software.
Okay, let me send you this article. This one looks better.
But the thing is that, as from what I see here, the exchange was based in Bahamas. So good luck. Bye bye, cryptos are gone.
Here we go. Okay. This one might give you some better.
Okay, got it. FTX. FTX being hacked. Crypto disaster was okay. And you know, also this kind of news is like, wow, the crypto world is like having a lot of parties. The price of the cryptos are going not to the moon,
yeah,
to 6 feet.
Maybe that's why Musk was in there, because he's worried about his Dogecoin.
Well, the fact is that right now is, for me, okay, it's an amazing opportunity. If you believe in cryptos and you want to enter. Probably at this point, with all this price sinking, mm-hmm. all these news that are terrible, it's an amazing moment to buy and get into this. Okay, but if you don't believe in this, it's like probably might be the beginning of something that might be much worse than this. And who knows? Nobody actually ever thought, when Bitcoin was at $60,000, that it could be at $18,000 within such a small period of time and not recovering. I mean, just sinking and sinking. And when they reached 20,000, or they were about to reach 20,000, it was like the limit. I mean, they say, okay, it can go below 20,000. And it did go below 20,000. And that happened before in the past, in 2017, when they reached the highest of almost 20,000, that then it went back to 5,000 and below 5,000. But then it's like the volatility of the prices of cryptos are so fucking high that you already know that it's crazy. So if you don't have a stomach for this, just don't play with this, because you will.
I know, but remember we talked about it. It gets sold as like, oh, this is going to be the way out. This is the new currency, and all it's because of it's not controlled by any government, and it's secure through the blockchain, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'm not saying any of that is incorrect, but when you see, you know, $1 billion disappearing. Like, it says many FTX wallet holders report $0 balances in their FTX.com and FTX US wallets. FTX API appeared to be down.
yeah, actually, these are the things that happens. I mean, the blockchain is not the problem. The problem are these exchanges, are the people, are the all the parts of the system that interact in the border of the blockchain, and it's like the connection between the blockchain and the real world is either exchanges, people, wallets, scams that are running in order to put your money into Ponzi scams and offering you returns that are completely insane in extremely low, short amount of time. Okay, those are the problems, and they're happening all the time. I mean, how many times have we heard about exchange being hacked in the last 2 or 3 years? For me, it's like every month I was hearing about a major exchange having a security problem, or a crypto having a security problem, like every week, bro, maybe. All the time, it happens all the time to the best and the largest exchanges in the world. This is obviously, we are talking about $2 billion. It's a pretty reasonable amount of money that I don't remember actually what was the highest amount of money that was hacked in an exchange. I think it was the exchange that was in Japan that was hacked actually in 2012, MTHOX, that had the I don't know, yep. They lost half a billion, but it's like we're talking in hundreds of millions of dollars that are being stolen on a regular basis. So this is not safe. But in the USA now, Binance, I think, or Coinbase, I don't remember which one, they have insured the accounts of their customers. So should they have anything happen to those accounts, they have an insurance that will cover up to $1 million, I think, which is much better than losing everything, like these guys who are saying that they got zero in their wallet, which is terrible.
Yeah, it says on Twitter, members of the crypto community began to speculate that it could have been an inside job, pointing out that the simultaneous and sophisticated hacks of FTX and FTX US are indicative of a potential inside job. It says multiple former FTX employees confirmed to me that they do not recognize these transfers. And I looked at all these updates to the story. It says add details, said later last night, or later tonight, hours of FTX said it has expedited the move of its remaining funds to cold wallets.
Yeah, okay. But you know what, Bryce? One thing that all of the security incidents or events of hacking in these exchanges all over the world, ever since crypto started being used, they all have one thing in common. Everybody just guesses about what really happened. Nobody, the exchanges do not actually ever, never actually gave information exactly about their findings of what really happened. It's just people speculating and guessing according to the evidence that was public. It's just guessing.
They're filing they've immediately filed bankruptcy.
Well, that's, I mean, that's terrible for the people, but.
Yeah, but see, do you see the problem here, right? That non-Bitcoin, like, they see the people who are not, like, deep into this see these stories and they're already skeptical about it and they go, yep, this is going to be super smart people are going to just take the money, they're going to hack, like eventually it'll Bitcoin, any of it whether it be the transfer or what, there's going to be something in the process that they're just going to get screwed, like somebody's going to steal their money.
This is unfortunately something that I mean, if you are skeptical, this is just a way of confirming that this is not a safe place to put your savings. And, well, it's not a safe place. It's dangerous. But, again, you have to... it's not for everybody, and you were right when... I mean, when you came to the conclusion that in your case... it was, well, not entering even into NFTs that are, if this is risky about cryptos, NFTs are like 20, 100 times much more risky than this. So it's not for everybody. Not everybody is willing to take this risk because some people are actually going to be hacked that, okay, they just shouldn't enter into this. It's like until the market gets mature and regulation, legislation, and other things appear, it's like, okay, it's not for everybody. The risk is too high. For me, even I have, well, first of all, I lost almost everything I had. But when it comes to crypto, I was looking today. I have $38 in cryptocurrencies right now in my wallet. So,
Well,
if I am in Argentina, well, I can probably have a party.
50,000 pesos.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I have like 2 trillion pesos in my hand. Oh, but that's only $30, Alberto.
Yeah.
Oh, but let me.
But I, like I said, I get it. If the problem is if somebody just said, look, we have this digital currency that people might like to use. It has some advantages. We think it has some long-term advantages. So it exists as an investment opportunity. Just leave it alone there. Like then I would be okay. It's like like other fiat currencies. Like you can speculate in markets for all types of things.
Yeah.
But they don't sell it like that. It's not sold like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not something that has the same magnitude. But what happened with the money in UK compared to the dollar, the euro versus the dollar? The cryptos behave in a much more volatile way than those fiat currencies. And it's all at the end the effects of this fucking stupid war that people saw it coming, that the war going to cause this. And who knows, if it wasn't because of the war, who knows what could be happening with the price of cryptos. I'm not talking about being hacked or not being hacked, because that's completely it's not associated to how much it's a Bitcoin worth. Has absolutely no relationship being hacked or not with that. Exchanges are going to be hacked, people are going to be scammed, no matter what the price of each crypto is. But the fact that people have lost a lot of money and they're really pissed off because they probably entered into Bitcoin at $40,000 and now it's like they lost half of everything. That's right. They took the risk. Why didn't they enter when it was at $600? They would actually don't give a fuck about being below 20,000 now. I don't know.
I don't know. I was in a guy who's pretty, he's seen in a space who's pretty learned about crypto. He went on and on and on, and he said he's never going to get into it. And he said, based on his research over the years and what he's experienced, that it's kind of a Ponzi scheme. So he doesn't own any Bitcoin. I wish you were in that.
Yeah. Oh, many people actually, he's not the only one who believes in the Ponzi scheme, thinking about, well, you actually were like a little bit more open-minded than him when you only refer to Ponzi scheme. To NFTs, not to cryptos.
Nah. But
he's not the first one, and I respect that. I mean, actually, there were some cases of very well-known cryptocurrencies that were actually Ponzi scams that took the authorities many years to actually take them out of the market and prosecute the people behind that. I don't remember. I think it was one coin, it was one of them, that it was a multi-billion coin, cryptocurrency that was worth many billions of dollars in the market cap. And it was a scam, it was a Ponzi scam, but it took years to take them down. And it happens. Actually, right now, I cannot say anything. I mean, I, you know what I think. I mean, I believe in cryptos, but I cannot. Actually, it's not responsible for me to say, put your money in cryptos. Do your own research, and I don't have any responsibility. You do what you want to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do or not what to do. This is dangerous.
Yeah.
Do your own research.
Yeah.
This is dangerous.
but just tell me. It's like a hedge against fiat currency, and then tell me NFTs are kind of it's a niche art collection thing that people are getting involved with, so it could have some value. But when all the Twitter spaces about it, constantly trying to pump this stuff over and over and over, that's usually a warning sign. If somebody's trying to convince you, oh, you're missing out, and oh, you better do this, that's usually run the other direction.
When that happens, it's like, okay, you know what? 99% of those spaces trying to pump those prices are just doing that. They are pumping projects that are completely worth nothing. They are stealing from people that they're just making a show on Twitter spaces about, okay, it's like a TV show where they try to, I don't know, to convince people of something that is just a fake. It's a scam.
Yeah.
And they use Twitter space as a stage. Unfortunately, that's unfortunately happens. Those projects that are really profitable are very few. And if you see all the Twitter spaces about NFTs, cryptos on the bubble, okay, you probably, out of 100 spaces, there is only one that is actually talking a space that is going to be a good project, that is going to be giving you some good profits if you put your money there. The other 99 are just scams or projects that have been developed in a wrong way, that they're just don't going to succeed, not because they're a scam, but because they just have been made in a wrong way. That's the way it is, and it's like also sad that I don't know, that many vulnerable people, as you said, are losing their money because of these stupid guys are doing this kind of shows and saying, it's like this is impossible, you cannot lose your money here, blah blah blah. And you say it, like so many spaces doing all the same thing. It's like something that should bring some flags of.
But you know what I mean? When somebody is trying to constantly, like, hey, you're going to make a lot of money, or hey, this is a great deal, that's usually they're trying to pull a fast one on you, like confuse you. Like, because I don't care how you talk about it. To the common guy, NFTs and crypto are very, very confusing. And so if you're putting money into something you don't completely understand, then that's dangerous stuff. And so the guys pushing the stuff know it's not easy for people to grasp. They know it. I'm an IT guy, and I still don't understand all the 100% all the moving parts, because I don't want to invest my time trying to sort it out and answer all of my questions. I know enough basics about it to where I have my own concerns, right? So, but I'm just saying, my parents could never own this stuff, Alberto. Like, so when somebody says, hey, you know, common guys need this digital wallet, and you need to use cryptos, because cryptos are going to be the regular currencies are going to be destroyed in a certain amount of time, and blah blah blah, and you're missing out. You better get into this.
The fact is that they are using social engineering in the terms of trying to manipulate and make people take a decision to enter into that based on the urgency.
Urgent, part. hurry, and the pump and dump, and then those dumps.
That make people take actions without thinking, because they feel, okay, if you don't do it now, you're going to miss the opportunity. So they use that as a way of manipulating the people in order to do that. Yeah, that for me is a red flag in terms of anything in life. When somebody is pushing you to make a decision fast, okay, you should actually slow down, think, and why is this person trying to do this? Why does he have to do so fast? Why this person wants me to take a decision so fast? No, slow down and think about it. It should bring red flags to anybody, but in any situation in life, that is something that is normally used to to scam people in some way and to manipulate the behavior of a person. Also, there are so many things, you know, giveaways. They give you something, and once a person receives something, they feel like they have the obligation to give something back to the person who gave that something to them. It's like human nature. So they probably give you a stupid gift, like, okay, an NFT that is worth cents, but they give it to you. You have it. So they gave you something. So you feel like, okay, I will put some money in this project. And they're also using another way of the human nature behavior to make people fall into those scams. So it's a lot of behaviors and patterns that should be, I mean, people should perceive and be alert. And once they, I mean, you say that kind of pattern should trigger red flags on people. It can be like all the people are doing that.
You know what happened to me? Actually, remember we were having our discussion, and then there was a couple of crypto guys in the room, or even NFT guys, and then he continued. He's like, remember he was like, maybe you don't, but he was like, because I was bringing up some of these concerns, and the guy's like, yeah, man, no, those are really good questions, really smart. You know, you're not, you know, and he followed me, and he's,
of compliments.
Oh, you're asking all the right questions, and you're onto this. I can relieve all your fears, man. But those are brilliant questions. Like, you know, yeah, I'm going to follow you, man. Yeah, that's.
Now you sound like pastor.
They're just selling, you know, it's like, oh, they're going to play to my ego and that, oh, that I'm smart. I mean, that I'm on top of it and I'm asking the sharp questions.
Yeah, because you know exactly the perfect question that nobody ever asked them, and you're asking the smartest question ever. Yeah, the reflex.
I don't trust any of those. It feels like it's some weird bubble, some weird pump and dump type.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I don't endorse any kind of crypto NFT project. I mean, I just tell people be careful right now. I believe that the technology is the future, but there are other things. People are bad. People are criminals. And people should be careful, like this woman that is wearing a pig suit. Hi, how are you, Nini? Saurus, you wouldn't believe what you missed a couple of hours ago, Nini.
Oh, man. Hi, I just stopped in to listen to you guys for a minute before I fall asleep.
Well, that's good. I needed him to explain to me some more about crypto and NFTs and this big... the scam. Yeah, there's this big, basically robbery.
Stuff about it too.
Yeah, but Alberto's calmed my fears and said, "Oh, there's nothing to worry about, and go ahead and go headlong into Bitcoin and all that stuff."
Man, listen, guys. Next month, in the worst case scenario, you will be hearing about another exchange who lost hundreds of millions of dollars. That's something that. Yeah, it's a fact.
Can I Bryce and some NFTs of a girl wearing a pig suit?
I don't know if that's a good investment. I don't know if that's a good. Alberto would might buy it though. Alberto's big on his wallet's fat. You know, it's just his digital wallet is.
Well, Bryce, don't disclose the number of my wallet because people will come and kidnap me. Actually, women from other countries are coming here because of my money.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
I have a discussion about that. Yeah, I mean, women are really pissed off because I'm allowing women from other countries to come here to get my fat wallet.
Yeah.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, Alberto's got people coming to see. There's a whole thing. I don't know.
Well, Bryce was having a seat on the front row of a very interesting reality show earlier.
Small penis, fat wallet.
Yeah.
Well, it's not about the size of the penis. It's about the size of the wallet.
Yeah. That we know. We've known that for many years. That ladies have their priorities, right? So it's you
gotta survive.
Yeah, you can overcome some deficiencies with.
Yeah, I mean, and if the wallet isn't big enough, we can be friends.
Yeah, just like that.
That was the most embarrassing.
Yeah, that one night with that one guy.
I have to replace that. The most embarrassing thing that happened to me in the spaces happened 2 hours ago here.
It was very awkward. But that's all right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, life is full of awkward moments. But the second most embarrassing thing is when you were hitting on that woman that one time. And I brought up your micro friend quickly.
Oh my god!
And she's like, "What?" And then I said, "Could you ever date a guy with a micro penis?" And she said,
"Oh, we can be friends."
Yeah, she said, "Well, we can be friends." And Alberto's like, "Oh, you wrecked it for me."
That's the thing that I want to hear from my woman.
I soft cock blocked you. I micro cock blocked you that one. Yeah, but Alberto was so pissed off about it. He's like, why did you say that?
But it was not only you. I mean, that room was with Samantha. It was like every woman you can imagine was in that room. So, but you talk about it in every space.
It even had spaces held, say, my micro. Let's talk about my micro friend. You know, so it's like you can't bust on me for just telling what you already tell 100 other times.
Oh my God. You're a good friend. Thank you, right?
I was helping you because that way you know that she was there for you and you wanted her to want you for you, right? So, and then she said, hey, well, we could be friends. She wasn't good to keep.
Did you tell me the news that actually we're going to try to work? We're going to make our relationship work again, Bryce?
Yeah, me and Alberto are going to try to make it work it out.
Give it a second chance.
I'm third wheeling again.
Yeah, that's the way it always is.
I'm sorry, but this.
All right, put the pig in the trailer and we'll drag it along. I'm just going back.
I'm going back to the cats.
Go back to cats.
Sorry, but I mean this is the way life is. I know it's unfair for you, but I just love Bryce and he loves me. Actually, Bryce should know about somebody else, but he will be fine with that.
Don't
come in between the two of you. I know.
Alberto was my first love. My pure love goes to Alberto.
I won't lie to you because if I tell you you were my first love, you won't believe me. Bullshit, you will say.
Come on, you're not a bullshitter.
You were not just another somebody else. I mean, you were a special. You were not the first one, but you were really special.
Okay. I wasn't the first one, but I'm still memorable. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I will lie to you because you know, you would know it.
No, everybody knows.
Somebody will show up in a space and they will.
Somebody will show up in a space and say you're a liar.
Come on, I want to hear it from you. Okay, you want to hear it from me. What exactly? Okay, because I have so many things that.
Yeah, it was weird. I wanted to leave, but there was a part of me that's saying, you know, what is this mystery? I assumed it was probably.
Honestly, now that I think about it, I felt like kind of protected with by you guys because I had an idea of how could that end up? I mean, it could be like something wild, very wild, and very.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be something like you're an undercover agent and it was exposed or something.
No, because she was actually. You could tell from her voice that she was really affected.
That was very odd. But I'll leave it at that. None of my business.
Yeah,
none of my business.
Yeah, but for me it was And the fact is that the person that is also part of all this was here, but she left after the I'm glad that she left before.
Did you sleep at all? What time is it there? It's like 4 a.m, isn't it? Or like 5 a.m?
Like it's 5.
Yeah, you've been up all night. Yeah, you pull those all nighters.
Yeah. So tell me, Rice, when are you actually going to put on the air the interview on the radio?
No, okay. We need to talk about that. We had some trouble with the with the file. So I'll DM you about that. We might need to redo part of it, not the whole thing.
Okay. Because I would like to talk about something that I'm doing now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then let's plan on that because we did not, we weren't happy with the file. It came out, it was like, there was two pieces to it and it was, something was messed up. There's some noise. So we're going to, I think, and then we can make it, a little more brief too, because I think that was a good trial run. Cause you got, you know, the things you really want to hit on, and you probably have new news, right? Like,
Yeah, I mean, I can always repeat what I said, and it's okay. You know, actually, it's something that it would be good for me, because I would be able to say something about what's going on about my book, and Chuck is going to ask me about my book, and also shut up. No, actually, it's okay. No problem. Bryce, actually, it's great for me.
Because okay, good. Well, that's good. That'll work out, I think, right? Because we wanted to we were talking about it, so we thought maybe it was just best to kind of redo it or a big portion of it. No problem. This sounds good.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead, Nini.
I just wanted to say good night. I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, I'm about to head out too. Thanks, Alberto. I appreciate you the explanation.
Don't feel bad because of staying. Actually, thinking about it,
there was other people in the room too, but it was like nobody. There were just randos coming in, and I think they bailed at that same time. So.
Yeah. Stoko, I will give you the microphone, but I'm going to sleep right now.
Maybe you just need to reset. Everybody needs to reset here.
Yeah, so.
All right, man.
Choco.
Okay, we'll catch you next time. Thanks, okay. Be well, all right? Tomorrow's a new day. Let's get her done.
That yesterday's gone.
Okay.
Wild boys.
Okay, but I will DM you, but don't, please respond to me, so we'll figure out a new...
You know what, Bryce? Send me, DM me, Discord? But also contact me on Discord.
Okay.
On Discord.
Okay, is that a good way to reach you, to message you on Discord?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay, but it'll be maybe like next week sometime or something like that, whenever you have time.
Okay, and I will DM you something just in case, Hudson. But that will leave me something. Okay?
Cool. All right. Okay. Check you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye bye. Hi, Choco.
Hi, Alberto. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I'm doing fine. How about you, Choco?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. Alberto, it's early morning. I'll be requiring your support maybe tomorrow, day after, whenever you are free. I'm going to DM you. Right. Okay. There's a small thing I wanted to help. I did a blunder.
Oh, okay.
What I did is, in my last ID, that's the reason this new ID is there. In my last ID, I haven't used that email address, all right, for a while. And now, when I'm trying to access that email, I'm unable to. So what? So now my ID is logged, and I created this ID to come to get to talk to you, and so that I can get that email address removed from my Twitter account, so that I can re-log in from that ID. So
that's I can verify that is you because of your voice and because it says Choco on the display name. Now you passed the verification process of Alberto.
Sorry.
Fair enough. No, it's okay. It's okay. Just send me a DM. Yeah, I'm going to close the page now. I'm exhausted, so just send me a DM, Choco. I'm good.
Sure, I'll just do that. What I did is I have not created a new email address as of now. Let me just do that, and I'm just going to send you the details across. It will be a great, great support, please.
Okay, I will do what I can, so yeah.
Oh, please, love you, man. Thank you so much. That's the only thing which I require.
if I can help somebody, with words helping, I will do it, because I know that you are helping. What, man, in your case, you are helping a lot of people. So how can I not even try?
Yeah, thank you. It's just that it's so many email addresses, so many, you know, work to be done, and you couldn't get the time to check your email address on the daily basis. And sometimes if it skips, then you can't really retrieve those things. And out of sight means out of mind. And that becomes a big challenge, you know. So that's my stupidity. I totally agree.
I understand you, Choco. I've been there. I know how it is. Yeah. Actually, I think that, I don't know, emails, when are they going to, I hate checking my emails right now, because when I miss like two, 3 days, okay, to go and see. No, I'm going to miss so many things. It's like, I don't want to see them anymore. So I wait more time and it's worse. So it's like a snowball. And okay, stop. There should be a way of, okay, if you're not checking your emails, don't deliver them. Make the people
know that. Yeah. And 90% of the time, what we are doing on our emails is putting all the mails on the trash, right? Yeah. So I'm not there wasting my time putting everything in trash. Come on, give me a break.
Absolutely. So I really understand you, Chuck. Yeah, so, send me a DM and I'm crossing the space now, my friend. It's like five.
Yeah, definitely. I could hear that. So definitely, I'm just going to get back to you with the same link of my old Twitter account and a new email address, which I'll be creating in a while. And then definitely, it will be a great support from you.
Okay, no problem. Take care.
Thank you.
No problem.
So in the evening, you are going to be here, right?
It's pretty likely that, yes. Pretty likely, yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah, because yesterday you were not there. So, no problem.
No, I wasn't, but it's pretty likely that you will find me during the evening. That's yes, absolutely.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much. No, thank you.
No problem.
Have a good one. Good night. Sleep. And sleep tight. And what else? Miss me.
Okay, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.